Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Now, a Stoop story from former Baltimore City Councilman Jody Landers about the constant commotion of growing up in Northeast Baltimore in a family of eight.
Growing up in a family of eight in Northeast Baltimore in the late 50s and 60s, our house, our daily life was a bit of a circus every single day. There are eight of us. In rank order, it's Jody, John, Mike, Gene, Dean, Dawn, Tony, and Angela. And my parents, Joe and Janet, rounded it out to a perfect 10. One of my earliest memories in life was my mother going away for a few days, and when she came back, she had a new baby. And this happened pretty often in our household. And when it did, my grandmother, God rest her soul, would come and spend a week with us to take care of things. Well, things always started off well. She was a very kind, congenial lady. But after a week of being with several kids, she was a raging tyrant. I don't know why. And I'm not sure who was happier at the end of the week to see her depart, her or all of us, to get back to some level of normalcy. Now, you know, I mentioned being an eight. We lived in a typical three-bedroom cottage in Hamilton. So the five of us boys slept in one 11-by-13-foot bedroom, in two sets of bunk beds and a rollaway cot. My three sisters slept in a similar-sized bedroom down the hall, and my parents had reserved for them actually the smallest bedroom in the house, which is where they stayed. Our house was in constant commotion, as you can imagine. Now, you know how difficult it is to live together in a group and how you get on each other's nerves when you live in close quarters? Well, just imagine what it's like when you have a pile of kids whose part of their mission in life is to think of the most creative ways possible to get on each other's nerves. And I can remember I took a wire coat hanger and untwisted it and stretched it out so it was about 4 feet long, and it was very springy. And I bent over the tip and lashed a pin to the end of it so I could lay in my bunk bed on the bottom, reach across the room, and stick my unsuspecting brothers with the pin. Or I could even spring it over the bunk bed on top of me. Well, needless to say, this upset them. And after a while, because I was relentless, it upset my father too. And he came bounding up the steps, and sure enough, I got a well-deserved spanking. Well, after my father left and everything was silent in the room, one of my brothers would whisper across the room, "Are you all right, Jody?" You know, we all went to Catholic grade school. Oh, I do want to say this too. If it hadn't been, you know, I know it's politically incorrect to talk about spanking, but if it hadn't been for the occasional spanking and prolonged punishment in my case, I'm not sure where I would have ended up. Probably in Congress, or maybe jail, or probably both. Anyway, we all went to St. Dominic's grade school, so our school year was pretty structured. But when the summertime came, we were completely free and unfettered. And, you know, as long as no one was fighting or crying or wrecking the house, there were very few limitations. So as a result of that, our house was the hangout for a number of other kids in the neighborhood. So it was very common for, in addition to the eight of us, there would be four or five other kids hanging around at our house all the time. We would rummage through the neighborhood. This is a very different experience than kids have today. We would go rummaging through the neighborhood, collecting old furniture and wood and junk that people set out for the bulk trash. And we'd bring it home into my backyard, and we'd pile it up and make forts and obstacle courses. Or we'd set up competitions that involved climbing up onto the 8-foot garage roof and jumping off into the backyard. You're guessing there wasn't a whole lot of supervision, right? How could there be? We had 3 big cherry trees in our backyard at the time, and they were about 30 feet tall. We would climb, and the cherries were ripening just as school was letting out. We would climb 20 to 25 feet up into these cherry trees and stand there for hours eating those cherries. In the short while, my mother would come out of the house. Not to tell us to climb down from the cherry tree or stop eating unwashed fruit. She came out of the house to give us a bucket or a bowl to say, when you've finished eating, pick me enough cherries so I can make a cherry pie out of it. You know, our family outings and vacations were also pretty crazy. First off, we really couldn't afford to go anywhere as a family overnight because it was too many of us. And oddly enough, we didn't get a whole lot of invitations to go to other people's houses. I never understood that either. But we would terrorize the neighborhood, as a matter of fact, but never in a really bad way, you know. We would build these obstacle courses and things in the neighborhood, and we'd attract all the neighborhood kids, and they'd come around, and we'd play. And, you know, after the cherry trees ripened, were depleted, we would think of other creative things to do. Like, one of the things we like to do is we'd like to go on long hikes. So my brothers and I, and mind you, we're talking about 9, 10, 11-year-old kids. We would decide that we were going to walk to Loch Raven Dam. And so we'd either walk or ride our bikes, which, by the way, is a 14-mile round trip. So we'd come together, and we'd leave the house early in the morning. It was not uncommon for us to be gone all day long, whether it was Loch Raven or Herring Run Park or Double Rock Park. We would go all day long, no questions asked. We would come home in time for dinner. We'd sit around the dinner table, and we'd recount our adventures for the day. My parents never raised the question about, well, how did you get there? What did you do? It was all just normal. It was expected. And by the way, you had to show up for dinner, because if you weren't at dinner, you didn't eat, because there were no leftovers in our house. I was 15 years old before I realized you could open a half gallon of ice cream and have any left to put in the freezer afterwards. Anyway, when we were about 8 years old, my father decided that he was going to take the older group of us boys camping. And so we always had a couple of cousins with us or a friend, and we always had to pick places that were free. We really couldn't afford to pay anything. So we would pack up the car, and we'd go down to the Potomac River and camp on the Maryland side of the Potomac River. And my dad would have like 5 or 6 pre-adolescent boys that he would take camping, and that was his vacation. My mom's vacation was having all the boys out of the house for a week so she could stay with the younger kids. Anyway, my dad would take us down. We'd pitch this tent on the shore of the Potomac, and while he was fishing or taking his famous noonday nap, which lasted about 3 hours, we could just run wild in the woods. We would swim or wade all the way across the Potomac River to the Virginia side, if you know where it's at. We would have BB gun battles, shooting each other with BBs in the woods. We would climb up to the top of Maryland Heights, which overlooks Harper's Ferry, and then figure out a way to get down from Maryland Heights without using the trail and come down the front. Or sometimes when an older cousin was with us, they'd teach us how to cross the railroad trestle into Harper's Ferry. you know, it was just a way of life. It was a way of doing things. Now, you know, my parents, as we got older and we recounted all of these things, we would say, didn't you worry about us? Weren't you concerned? And their response was, we had a lot of freedom, and it was wonderful. And I think too often today, you know, we talk about helicopter parents. Well, it's impossible to be a helicopter parent when you have a brood of 8 children. But their response to us was to say, no, we trusted that you all would look out for each other and that all of the brothers and sisters would take care that no one went too far out on a limb, literally and figuratively. And that is what we did, and that is what we still do today. I want to acknowledge my mom, who's sitting in the audience here, and 5 of my brothers who are sitting here. John, Gene, Dean, Tony, and Angela. Thanks very much.
That's Jody Landers describing his childhood adventures from hiking to the Loch Raven Dam to camping along the Potomac River. You can find his story and others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as information about upcoming Stoop events and the show's podcast. We've got that link at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you've been with us on the record. Hope your weekend is fabulous.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.